Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Jane and Michael are making decisions in Montana while Raphael is making some decisions of his own at home. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
The fingers.
Gosh, guys, it's great. Right. We'll choreograph later.
Yes.
Welcome to the Jane the Virgin After Show. We are here tonight discussing Chapter 88 of Jane the Virgin. I'm here with my lovely co-host, Miss Delia Gomez, to my left.
Hey, guys, what's up?
And Simone Thomas to her left.
Hi, everyone.
And I am Rivette Sorrow, and I am also having a lot of emotions about this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Simone, what are your overall thoughts this week?
Jane lost. Like, she just took an L because she didn't know what she wanted, and now she is nobody.
I know.
And my boy Raphael really hurt my soul. That's all I have right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say like the last 10 minutes of this episode were what really killed me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else up to this point was, I don't know.
Pretty slow.
But yeah, I think you and I were both watching it just like, I can't.
Right that was
That's
crying.
Exactly. Yeah. It was emotional.
Were you crying?
Maybe. Maybe I shed
what
a tear.
What was there to cry about though?
Like, but
okay, we can get into that later.
Oh my goodness. It was so emotional.
It was so sad.
I mean, yes, the first like 35 minutes of this episode, I was bored to tears.
Yeah.
Like I was yawning and just like, oh, we're still in Montana. Like no Rogelio this week, like no Zill, like no one is in this episode.
Yeah.
They're literally just in Montana. I was getting very over it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they slapped us in the face the last 10 minutes. Like, I don't know. I just, it was hard to watch.
Yeah,
even if you don't like Michael, like, it was just so
I started
sad.
To like him, though. That's the thing.
You did?
I wasn't Team Michael, but I'm like, okay, I could kind of be like an honorary Team Michael member.
Fact that he was willing to give up everything for her kind of thing?
Or? Yeah, and he was just so classy the whole entire episode. He was really mature.
I'm still surprised that Jane ended up going to Montana.
Yeah. It's really pretty there, though.
Yeah. Have you been?
No, I've never been.
Oh,
but, have you been?
No.
Have you been?
I lived in the South, so I'm used to rural areas.
Okay. Mm.
So, yeah, there is this sharp difference between, like, city life
of course.
And country life. And, yeah, you do, it slows down and
that's nice, though, to just unplug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super nice. But, gosh.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I just think Jane is so selfish. Like, as the episodes go on, I'm losing interest in her.
And the, like karma's coming back to get her and bite her in the butt for being selfish. But
she wasn't really.
I know, that's what I was going to say. To her defense, she had a right to be selfish.
Yeah.
Her husband came back from the dead.
It's not an everyday occurrence that your husband comes back from the dead.
So you got
a pass.
You get a pass to see if those feelings can be reignited and
yeah.
the chemistry's still there,
yeah.
which it was.
Definitely.
But she broke up with Raphael and then she should have known that wasn't going to happen. And I'm honestly, I'm kind of happy he didn't get with her.
Yeah.
It's just like a slap in the face. Like, oh, you know, he was my husband.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand, but you are committed to Raphael now. And on top of that, you break up with him and like next day, oh, I'm going to Montana. Like, you have our kid for the next 3 days. It's just like,
it was a lot.
But if you were Jane and your husband came back from the dead and you were dating Raphael, about to be engaged, wouldn't you kind of want to like see if feelings were still there with him? Just for closure, I feel like I would want
that. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Or you would like live the rest of your life with Raphael wondering what could have been
exactly.
with Michael.
Yeah, and that wouldn't be fair to either one
of
them.
No. Yeah.
So either way, it was going to be terrible. She was going to like have to deal with some consequence, whether she stayed with Raphael or didn't.
I just started to lose it when Jane started to cry about, like, the fact that she had lost him. When she was, like, saying, lost you, that was the hardest thing that's ever happened to me. And she started a ball, and I just believed everything, and it just, all those memories came back about when he had died, and I was like, I can't do this. I can't. But things have changed. They have changed so much, and I think that's kind of where this new season is going. It's just all the characters have grown in such different areas.
It's weird.
I was surprised, because even though I was bored during this Montana trip, it started off rocky. So they were, like, arguing. She was, you know, they had to take the bus, and she was like, what am I doing here?
Somewhere on the road?
Yeah, I thought, it would have been too predictable, but I thought that, like, she was just going to go home. Because last week, that's what we predicted. Like, she was just going to be like, bye, and, like, go home. Mm-hmm. But they ended up having a good time. They even shared a kiss. Like, I don't know how I feel about that kiss. Because it's kind of like, do you have to kiss someone else to realize that, I want the other guy?
It's like, you know, have you ever kissed someone and you're like, it feels like kissing a brother doesn't feel right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think you do need to just be like, so we know for sure this is over. Yeah. Like, it's just like a...
But wouldn't the kiss still be the same because they were together?
But they're different people now. Even though, like, you were married, like, marriages end and come to a point where people grow at different rates, and that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to stay married together.
I get that, but, like, it's not like he's a completely different kisser or, like, his aura is different, so that would change the chemistry. He has an accent now, and he's from Montana, but
they're not really, like, she's not really
in. The same.
His soul is the same. There you go.
Yeah.
His soul is still the same. So I feel like, and they're definitely, I will say, even though I'm Team Raphael, the chemistry between him and Jane is undeniably better than her and Raphael, and the chemistry was still there.
Yeah, that's true.
That shower scene, though.
Ooh. That was weird.
Why was that shower 10 seconds? You fell in.
She didn't use soap.
And it was cold water, number one. We all know that was cold water.
She used no soap, though. I'm like, this is not a shower. Like, you just had. Like,
it was a telenovela-style shower.
I'm offended by that shower.
Yeah. I was disturbed. I'm like, gross. That was nasty.
Really? Yeah. I thought I was fine with it. I liked it. I was kind of like, there's a bucket. He's pulling it. It was like, okay, what else is going to happen?
I thought something was going to happen. Like, he was going to, like, peep, which would have been, like, kind of
rude. Like, kind of like,
but he's already seen everything.
So I know, like, what
it doesn't really matter.
It's no surprise.
Exactly.
Like, he got his memory back, too. So it's like, he really remembers.
He remembers everything.
That's true.
And we remember our guests that join us every week to watch us. Simone, you want to tell them?
Of course. So thank you guys for tuning in and making us the ESPN of TV Talk. If you're watching us on YouTube, give us a thumbs up and subscribe. And then if you're listening to us on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating and then comment on both platforms. We love you guys. We love talking to you guys. So let's just keep engaging and being fans of our show.
Yes. Let us know if you're Team Raphael or Team Michael or just confused at this point.
Or Team Jane, even though she keeps messing up.
We love her, though, right? I mean, like, do we not? Okay.
I don't. I'm not in love with Jane.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually, in this episode, did. She came back to
me. You were pro-Jane?
Yeah, I was pro-Jane. Mm-hmm. The previous episodes, not so much, because I was like, what are you doing? You're throwing everyone else, like, that you care about. You're not thinking about them right now. But she actually got time to think and just be like, okay, what is important to me and what's going to make me happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think it is important to be selfish for yourself. Like, you can't always do things for the sake of someone else's happiness, because if that's going to impede on your happiness, then, like, what's the point of it all? And in this situation, even though she's getting on my nerves and I'm like, what are you doing, girl? I think it's almost justified in some sense.
Yes.
The selfishness.
Agreed.
You know?
I don't, because, okay, you have, like, is he considered a toddler? Is Mateo a toddler?
Yeah, like 4 or 5. I don't know.
No, he's not a toddler.
He's not a toddler.
So he's a kid.
You have a kid who's like in kindergarten or first grade, whatever it is. And in other episodes, we see her like so focused on, you know, his behavioral issues or when he's fighting with his sisters. And then when Jane thinks she's in love or like, you know, battling between the two guys she loves, I feel like Mateo is just not a priority. I don't know.
That's a good point.
It's like weird to me.
But also, I think when you are a mom, and I guess in this case, is she a single mom? Would she be a single mom?
I guess technically.
Right?
Even though the dad is still
present. And they like co-parent.
Yeah.
Well, I do think you should like still, like I said, be selfish and think about yourself because your kids are going to grow up and they're going to live their own lives. So if that means trying to discover where your love is and who holds your heart, then do it. Obviously do it in a sensible manner and not just neglect your child, which I don't think she did.
No.
She just didn't anticipate not having service. He didn't tell her that. So then she's like, oh, shoot, like, I need to talk to Mateo. And she even prefaced, I talk to Mateo every single morning or I need to do that.
Yeah.
But I think it's good to try to have a life of your own.
Yeah, I agree.
Outside of your child.
I don't think it needs to be all around Mateo because I had parents that worked. They worked a lot. So each one covered the other one. And what I remember the most is my mom always left us with someone who loved us.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't matter if they weren't around. That didn't matter.
Yeah.
So it's often if the child is in a place that is just surrounded with love and it's surrounded by family, they don't really care, honestly. Like, not as... Don't, like, neglect your kid.
Of course.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But at the same time, she's making sure that she's leaving Mateo with people like Rafael, Abuela, the mom.
Yeah.
Everyone who's, like, going to spoil him.
Exactly.
True. Yeah, I do agree with that. Both my parents did work, too, and... Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know. I just think, I don't know why I'm so concerned with Mateo's behavioral problems. Well, but it's been on my mind ever since he lashed out at her and pretended she was kidnapping him.
No, but that could be a lot of like, he's probably not getting the... Because each kid's different, right?
He's going to have some issues because he's a little traumatized.
Don't we all?
He doesn't, very true. I mean, he doesn't realize his trauma now.
Yeah, don't we all, Babette?
Don't get me started right now.
I don't know if he like knows that it's... What this... Like, Michael coming back from the dead, is that traumatic for him?
Yeah.
Right?
That's yeah, because he, like, he like lost it. Remember the couple episodes back?
Yeah.
It's like, Mommy, Michael's, like, not dead anymore because he saw him being put in the hole. And he was younger then, so imagine what that
seemed
like.
Yeah, okay, exactly. So the child is going to have some issues. Like, regardless of whether Jane is a great parent or not, like, all this drama and telenovela stuff happening is going to make him, you know, a little troubled in some sense.
Mm-hmm.
What are they saying in the live chat?
They are saying a lot in the live chat. So Jennifer Carter actually touched on something that I was thinking earlier.
Okay.
So she says, I have a feeling that Michael is going to fall in love with that girl, Charlie, in Montana. Right. I was thinking that too, because when Charlie was like a cute girl, I was like, what? And then when Jane said, oh, I told Charlie everything, I thought that was like he was going to be like, oh, dang it, like, I used to date her, but...
Same,
I'm not sure. Do they have a thing? Are they going to? What do you think?
Yeah. No, I agree. That was a thought I had, too. I was like, who is this cute, blonde cowgirl?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just your neighbor?
I didn't think they were romantically involved.
Like, I don't think they were, but I think they were...
It's going to happen?
Yeah, it's going to happen, probably.
I wonder how that would, like, create drama, though.
Or she might be into him.
Yeah. And that's why she's mean to him.
She's a bully because she likes him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Taking it back to kindergarten.
I'm interested.
But I was the fact that she was a female. Or she could also be like a Sin Rostra, but I don't think Sin Rostra would change her.
No, Sin Rostra's not going to. Well, maybe she's
I don't know. It could be Sin Rostra.
You think Charlie is Sin Rostra?
It could be like a, you know.
Actually kind of crazy. Maybe she is.
Good theory. That is a good
thing. It's going to be related, because why would he be in Montana? With someone in that clan is working for Sin Rostra, right? Because he's dropped there.
Yeah. Or maybe it's the cute guy that told Jane about the 48-hour. Yeah. Who is
you?
He?
Hi. Hi, cowboy. Yeah, we were all like, hello.
I know. Like,
I know.
The best man? What was it? Michael's best friend?
Best friend or something. I for a moment, but when Jane said, hi, nice to meet you, I was like, is Jane going to fall for him? Like, plot twist. I don't know. I had a little thought, but I don't think
both
so.
Both of her men are gone, so she...
Yeah, she's open. I know. But she's going to fight single. For Raphael. That's what she said.
Is she? I'm going to be pissed if she, like, goes back to Michael after this.
So you wouldn't be pissed if she goes back to Raphael?
Well, Raphael, it's like he turned her down and, you know, she's like, I'm going to fight for this. Like, I'm going to prove myself. I love you so much.
Right.
But if she goes back to Michael, like, you're just flip-flopping. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I will say, though, it'll be nice to see, like, a woman pining for a guy's love. Because normally that's not the narrative. Yeah. A lot of times it's the guy, like, trying to beg and ask for her attention back. I know my pride is a little too high to do that. But
I will take that to the grave. Yeah, like, really?
I'll take the L. It's
if it's Raphael... Hey, Raphael.
True.
I will pine for your love.
There are exceptions. He's one of them. But
definitely. Yeah. If Jane don't know what to do with that, I do.
So would you, like, walk up to a guy? I know you have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
But, like, you'd walk up to a guy and, like, hit on him?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I have no problem doing that. No.
Wait, you've done that before?
Yes. Oh, 100%.
We all need to go out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to learn from you.
Well, I mean,
wait,
like,
would you, Rebecca?
Oh, no. Okay. Absolutely not.
Well, you don't come on. It seems like such an aggressive term. But yeah, like, you introduce yourself and create conversation and, you know, you get the ball rolling. Because some guys are shy. And they're not, you know, they don't know.
I'm shy. Exactly. I can't be with a shy guy.
Yeah. So you can't make all the moves sometimes.
Yeah, but if I just don't want to be embarrassed.
So. I don't care. I'm like, you don't know me. It's fine.
Yeah. Wow. Jane, you're like Jane.
Yeah.
You're like Jane. Total type A.
Yeah,
I love
it.
I wish I could be like that.
I'll teach you.
I'm just not.
I'll teach you my ways.
Yeah, teach us your ways. Because.
He's just like, no.
Nah. Mm-hmm. Okay, what else?
Yeah, so Jennifer Carter is upset with Raphael because he tells Jane to explore her feelings. Then he rejects her because he can't trust her. Jane has never given him a reason not to trust her.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know if he's rejecting her for the reasons that we think he's rejecting her.
What do you think?
Well, I think his cancer's bad.
That's what you said. Mm-hmm. But when she said, you're my
that's
now, you're my tomorrow, you're my always... I was like, oh, somebody write, yes.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. That was so well said.
You're going to make us cry again.
I know. I've cried way too much today.
Yeah, we're just like on the brink of it. Just like, we're listening to you. We're like, don't say another word.
I'm not crying. I wasn't. I did literally felt no tears coming on. Like, why were you guys crying?
What? She has no heart.
You didn't even cry during the Raphael part?
No. I'm not a crier, though. Like, I don't cry like that. But... it wasn't like it was. No one died.
No, but I mean, like, it was heartbreaking because she was saying goodbye. Like how she said, it was hard to say goodbye to Michael again in a different way.
Yes.
And then when Raphael just rejected her after she poured her heart out. I mean, like, what she was saying, I felt everything that she was vocalizing.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
And that was the heartbreaking part. And I want to say I cried because I want to say that I think he's... has his cancer back, and that's why he's rejecting her.
Well, I would cry over that. That would be so sad.
Because there's no point in having her pursue him if that's the case.
Or maybe he's just, like, over her. Like, if
I mean, it could be.
If I were Raphael, and I've, like, worn my heart on my sleeve so many times for this girl to stomp all over it. Not stomp all over it, but to just pick someone else every single time.
That's true.
I would have trust issues, too.
Mm-hmm. And he's always comes in second to Michael.
Yeah. No, that's true.
I wouldn't I'm no one's sloppy seconds. I'm your first.
Well, you shouldn't be. And you shouldn't be.
Exactly. Yeah.
Agreed. Okay.
It's a lot. I don't know. I'm a crier. I cried watching Kim Kardashian's Get Ready With Me for the Met Gala. I have no idea.
Really? No,
I just cried. Yeah, I swear.
What like, did you cry?
It was just nice because she was saying, you know, as a little girl, I always dreamed of this, like, never my wildest. And I'm like, please, like, I know.
That was a beautiful dress. It was gorgeous. I will say that.
Yeah, but I mean, this, like, I could not, if you gave me $1 million, I would not be able to hold my tears back tonight. Like, that was insane. From the Michael and then to the Raphael scene, like, it was just all so emotional.
That's
but we
true.
Needed that because the rest of the episode was just so boring.
It really was.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, even with, you know, her and Michael having their cute moments in the countryside, it just wasn't interesting.
Feel, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the bull thing, I don't know. It just felt like filler.
And exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I even feel like they could have made their scenes a little, like, hotter and heavier. Like, it was, like
more romantic.
Yeah, it was kind of just like, this is all
we're
getting. Like, you guys were married.
I don't think they're done yet, though.
No.
Like, there's no way that Michael's just gone and out of the picture. Like, I think he's going to want to come back and fight for Jane.
He handled it so well.
He had tears coming down his face. Stop.
I'm going to seriously cry right now.
Like, the way he handled rejection and the way Raphael handled rejection, two totally different, like, ways of going about it. Like, mm-hmm. Michael still wished her the best and, like, no malice, even though, you know, she chose another dude, and Raphael was the complete opposite.
Yeah.
And she had a good reason to go and choose Michael when she did break up with Raphael. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which, even though I am team Raphael, I think Michael's more like, he's like more emotionally intelligent.
Yes. Or like they sync better in, they just speak a different language.
Mm-hmm. Versus, their love languages, I guess?
Yeah, I guess.
Raphael and Jane?
No, Michael and Jane.
Michael and Jane. Yeah.
They have a unique spark. Mm-hmm. Like almost best friends, but they just know each other from the core.
Like still lovers.
Yeah, they seem like they're like childhood, like high school sweethearts, it feels like, almost.
Versus Raphael's more of like the dream guy that you always
wanted to date. Yeah. You finally got him.
Yes.
That's a good way to put it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never thought of it like that.
You're welcome.
Good job, girl.
Isabella Mora says, I'm so frustrated that they brought Michael back from the dead just to make sure that Raphael isn't a second choice like he always thought he was. So, yeah, this is, like, confirming Raphael's feelings about himself, because Jane always chose Michael first, and this is just, like, here we go again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Jane is so, like, selfish. I don't know. I think she
needs... like, really over her.
I agree
there's a sense of, like, selfishness in her right now. For sure.
But yeah.
It's also really unhealthy for her to dive into these relationships without doing a real check-in with herself.
With yourself. And, like...
Because that's going to bring serious damage to her family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her son.
And her son.
And her son, yeah.
He's going to feel it the most. Like, just detach yourself from relationships. Do some self-reflection and work on you, because she's been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That helps you have more clarity.
Agreed.
I just want to give a shout-out to Greg Fidel, because he shouted out my county, Prince George's County in Maryland. So,
shout-out!
Yay! That's so exciting! But yeah, what else were they saying? Anything else interesting? I don't know.
Greg Fidel. There was like,
I know,
five of those
so many. Michael's canceled. Why is Michael canceled? I think Michael kind of got the best
of you tonight.
Yeah.
Ooh. I hate how this show plays with my emotions, because I don't know.
You go back
and really
forth.
Don't know. The writers are very clever in like taking you one step one way, and then taking you one step the other way. And I'm just like, what?
Yeah, because you switched. You were like Team Raphael, then you were Team Michael, and now I really don't know what you are.
Because the writers aren't making it easy for me to choose.
That's good, though. That means they're, like, challenging
you.
Yeah,
I've been really enjoying this season.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking about who in Montana is Sean Rostro. Because you're right. Like, it has to be someone there. He's not there randomly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It makes perfect sense. I don't know what the overall circle's going to be, but there's something there. I was trying to figure
it out. Something's
brewing. Yeah. Whether it's Charlie, the old man, who else were we introduced to? The best friend. That's about it.
Those people,
and all
these
other friends
campfire.
That we don't know what their names are. Yeah.
I don't know. It was an interesting episode, to say the least.
Yeah. Mostly towards the end.
Yeah. But I think it's time for our special segment.
Ooh.
It's going to be tough this week, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you are new here, our special segment is called Ride or Die, where, vroom, vroom, we tell you who our ride or die character of this week is. Getting into the spirit tonight.
The theme of the show tonight.
Oh, that's perfect. Who wants to go first?
I will.
Okay.
My ride or die for this episode is Bo. Because.
Wait, who's Bo again?
That's a doggy.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I was like,
he was so cute. Honestly. The episode worked for me because Bo was in every little, like, clip. They would show an awkward moment and Bo would just be there like, this is awkward. This is weird.
True.
And he was, like, the cutest thing ever. So,
because
it was really kind of whack, honestly, overall. Not that it was a bad episode, but Montana didn't have much going for it.
Not really.
And Rogelio wasn't there, so.
No.
I know.
No extraness from Rogelio.
No. Except for the vest in the beginning,
the
chaps. Remember, you brought her the clothes.
You brought the clothes from his set.
The hat, That was masculine. The masculine.
I didn't catch that part.
Yeah.
It was in the very beginning.
In the very beginning.
Mm, maybe. Okay.
But that was funny.
My ride or die is Michael. Just because he, first of all, he was encouraging that they be honest, which is really hard to do. Mm-hmm. And considering, like, all their history and, like, the awkward things you have to, like, disclose, to be honest, amazing. The way he handled the breakup after confessing that he was going to go back to Miami just to live out his love with Jane, and then she decided that she loves Raphael, and he still wished her the best of luck. That is a good man right there.
Are you sure you're not Team Michael?
I know.
Are you sure? Because I'm it loyal. Sounds to me like she is.
I know. I'm like, tell me more. Keep going.
I will always stand behind Team Raphael, but I'm not going to deny good behavior. And Michael was just superb in this episode.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot to take in, but I like it.
Yeah.
I think my ride or die this week is going to Raphael.
Mm, what?
Yeah.
Even though I'm.
Ooh, I feel like I'm Jane. I'm torn. I'm like,
know.
Ooh, what's happening?
I know. You're in the middle.
The Twilight Zone right now.
Okay, why?
You know what? He's just gone through it, and he is always second place, and now his ex, who just left him, is on vacation, and she comes back and wants him, like, no, Jane, it's too late. I feel for him. Whatever his reasons are, whether he's just, you know, over it because he keeps coming in second place, or if, God forbid, he has cancer again, he's going through it, and he's still being, like, a good dad. He put Mateo to sleep on time and everything, and I just feel for him. And his other baby mama is Petra.
Yeah.
Let us not forget. He gets a ride or die just for that alone. Like, he has to deal with her too.
She's a lot of a person to handle.
A lot of a person.
They're so great. I love all the women on this show.
I know. Okay. Isabella Mora says, I think Jane will end up alone after this episode. Ha ha.
That would be a twist. I would kind of like that, though, if she did end up by herself, just proving, like, you don't need a man to live out your life.
As a female empowerment,
successfully.
Kind of.
Yeah, you can still be fulfilled. And she tried both, and clearly the universe is like, girl, they're not for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome and all, but, like,
you wanna
I want that to be a love story.
Yeah, it's not very telenovela-like.
And it ends with the wedding, so I'm very confused.
Yes, we saw those clips. That's
the thing. Wait, that wasn't from... I don't want to.
No. The remember the last episode we saw there was a wedding.
So that wasn't from her actual wedding that we're gonna.
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, no. That was actually okay.
That was before.
That was the show.
Yeah. So it's definitely happening. A wedding.
Yeah.
Whether it's a dream sequence or something, but a wedding's happening. So
Jane is getting married, and someone else is getting married or got married in real life.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for our news and gossip.
Ooh.
AfterBuzz TV news.
Fingers now.
Oh, yeah. Fingers. Okay. Fingers. Thank you for that. So, Gina Rodriguez got married.
She did.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so excited for her. That's beautiful.
She looked so pretty. I don't even think we knew when the wedding was happening. She just sort of posted this recap video on
her Instagram.
She did.
Yeah.
She stopped the internet. if you are listening to us on iTunes, we are looking at a clip from Gina Rodriguez's Instagram. It's a video clip. Just highlights from her wedding. I'll read some of the caption. It says, with that one kiss, we got 100 new family members. And that's a quote from her 9-year-old niece, Mia.
Aww.
And Gina says, thank you to my mother-in-law for the wedding of my dreams and the village that helped her. Special thank you to our soul brother, Justin Baldoni, and to my new brother, Michael, for singing me down the aisle. Justin Baldoni, who plays Raphael, actually officiated the wedding.
That means they're close.
That's a perfect choice.
Goosebumps.
That's so sweet.
He's so well-spoken and, like, heartfelt. Mm-hmm. Like, perfect choice.
I like that, like, the show intersects with their real life.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if he's officiating her wedding.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. You don't just, like, let anyone do.
No. And someone who knows them both, right? Because usually you want someone that also knows the groom well enough.
Her husband was on the show. That's how they met.
Oh, yeah. Right. He was, like, a stripper.
He was a stripper, and they met on set. It's so cute. It's
Don Quixote.
What's that?
And he was Don Quixote.
Oh. Stripper. Oh. What is that?
Tell me.
Yeah, that's what Alfonso was telling us last week. He said... like, everyone is literally like a family on the set. And, like, that's not an accident. Like, they chose such a perfect cast. And I love seeing that they're all friends in real life. And to officiate her wedding, like, that's so nice.
And to pull off a secret wedding.
Yeah.
Like, what's up with Hollywood?
She'd been doing interviews, and she never alluded that she was getting married anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
I mean, the Beaver also did a secret wedding, and
well, he needs to, because that would be like a fanfare if it was.
Oh, that's
a secret.
True. But I mean, some people are doing secret weddings that and getting away with it. It's surprising. Mm-hmm.
It's more interesting that way, because then we're all like,
yeah, I guess it's true.
I love it, because she totally could have sold her wedding pictures and stuff for like Us Weekly, mm-hmm. but I love that she. I'm assuming it was just probably like, you know, I want this moment for like my friends and my family.
Yeah.
And I just want to like enjoy every moment. And it looks like she did. And she looked amazing. Beautiful.
The way that Joe was crying in that video.
I know. He was bawling as she walked down the aisle.
I actually love when men cry at weddings. It's just like, it's beautiful to me.
You think you'll cry at your wedding?
I don't know. I'm not a crier.
I'll probably cry watching pictures of your wedding.
Like, after like,
Simone!
Meanwhile, like, there's not a tear in my eye.
You're just like, stop. Stop embarrassing me. Stop. But I tell you guys, go hide in the back.
Just a complete emotional wreck.
Where Ben's more emotional than I am. Let's just switch places.
Yeah.
How about you be the bride?
Oh, man, that's a lot. I love it.
You're going to cry at your wedding, obviously. That's going to be bawling. Yeah.
I'll probably cry when I walk out this door tonight. Yeah, like,
just be like, okay, this is a lot. Feel emotional.
Speaking of emotional, I'm kind of upset because Jane the Novella is not getting picked up by the CW.
That is disappointing.
I wonder why. Did they say?
There wasn't much information.
Yeah, it's just... It was a pass, and they showed all their other shows that they're picking up.
Mm.
But are they allowed to get it picked up by another network?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
Actually,
I hope.
I actually got to read a little bit of the pilot, or a version of the pilot.
Yeah.
There's a lot more magical realism, but...
Really?
Or I think they touched on it, but...
Okay.
That's
disappointing, because we've been talking about this the whole entire time. Who's the narrator going to be, and all these things, and now... I mean,
that's what I want to know. Like, what happens to a show when it does? Like, are they going to do like a YouTube channel on it? Like,
I hope so.
Like, I want something.
I feel like if another network wants to pick it up, possibly. I mean, because Gina Rodriguez is the EP on it, so she has a large stake in it.
They might be just shopping.
I mean, they really should. I mean, like the story. The writers and creators, you know, did such an amazing job with this project that I was really looking forward to a little spinoff to not be completely done.
And CW is like the network that it started on.
Yeah.
So
And it didn't get canceled, which I feel like a lot of CW shows do get canceled. And Jane did so well. I mean, as far as I know, I mean.
Same. Yeah, I think
but
so.
It's kind of sad.
That's weird.
It's
upsetting. Yeah.
So now it kind of feels like it's really going to be over after this season.
Yeah.
But comment and let us know if you know anything about Jane the Novella, because we want to know.
Yeah, would it be like her writing the novella? Or they never said what it would be, the spinoff. Like, would it be like Jane's novels, or would it be...
It would be based on the characters in her novels.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that's where the magical realism was.
Billie Jean Girl 24. Oh, hey, thanks for coming, joining us again.
You are a loyal fangirl.
I know.
Love it.
So she says, maybe Netflix will pick it up.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
I don't know.
Netflix is picking up shows and movies left and right.
Yeah.
They have to.
Yeah.
Disney's coming out.
Big competition. Yeah. Have they pulled all their Disney stuff?
I don't know
stuff
if they pulled
yet?
Out all their stuff, but that's probably like the biggest competitor they have.
Yeah. Well, now it's time for our predictions.
After Buzz predictions.
And now, you did that better than him.
Every time I just hear sound effects for Vet, I want to do fingers.
Now you have it in predictions.
I blame you.
I love
the club
that.
Dancing like this.
Oh gosh, girl,
that is so bad.
I do need to introduce you to people. No one coming up to you like that. I just.
Oh man.
I can't really dance either.
It's okay. As long as
I'm like Petra.
Yeah, all elbows.
Yeah.
Or you can move your butt, spell your name with your butt.
Yeah. We learn a lot of things from Jane. Jane the Virgin.
Okay, prediction.
Okay, so I'm going to say we got to get some Sinrosha back, right? Something's got to start making sense to me. Like, I understand where we are love triangle-wise now, but now let's get the other question marks. So, Luisa, I'm hoping you come in to the next episode.
Yeah, we haven't seen her in a long time.
In a really long time, because we still don't know why Michael's memory was erased. Mm-hmm. Well, we kind of know just because of, like, the little attack, but other than that, we don't know what that was.
Yeah.
And I am still going to go with Megan's prediction on the fact that Raphael has cancer. And actually, a few tweets have been saying that as well.
Who is Megan?
My friend Megan. She like,
oh,
my friend Megan. From, like, shout out to Megan from like episode one. Episode one, she called it. She just said like there was like something about they mentioned the cancer, and she was like, it's going to come back. So I'm just going to go with her prediction. It sounds like it's going to make sense.
That would make sense.
A little bit. We'll see.
I mean, cancer's been the theme.
We will see.
For a while.
Yeah.
Could just transfer from Zoe to Raphael. So it's not far-fetched.
Yeah.
For me, my predictions, I just want Jane to have a good time and branch out and not even focus on Raphael or Michael. Have some fun with some new men. Try them out, you know, like see.
Like get on Tinder or what?
Ooh, maybe. I don't think Tinder is for Jane, though.
Like, OkCupid?
Can you imagine Jane on Tinder?
She would be so type A about everything. Like, fill out this questionnaire and then I'll let you know if we're compatible.
I don't know. Maybe she's changed a little bit. She did go to Montana just randomly.
Yeah.
She might be down.
Loosened her up a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. Yeah, that's my prediction. Jane's going to, you know, test out the water.
You don't think she's going to go for Raphael or, like, really fight for him?
She is, but I'm literally just making up this random thing because I want to, like, see it happen. Will it happen? Probably not.
She's manifesting.
Yeah, exactly. She's only dated, what's his name? No, she's dated other dudes. But, yeah, like,
I think it was, like, season three or four.
She dated her husband for, they dated, right? Or, like, a hot second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then she dated Tyler Posey, I forget his name, in the show. He was that artist dude.
Oh, yeah,
remember?
The artist. That's, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote was it a superhero
comic book or something?
Yeah, comic book. Yeah,
and she stated other people.
So I like the teacher.
Y'all
remember the teacher?
No. I forget
her
his real name.
Mm.
Yeah, he was like her writing teacher, but then they had like a thing on the side.
Yes, I remember that.
It was spicy.
You gotta go back and watch it, girl.
I do. I don't remember that at all.
You blocked it out because it was so spicy.
It was a long time ago too, but
I couldn't handle it. I don't know what I'm supposed to feel with that, but I feel it.
It's supposed to make your heart flutter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Something like that. Mm-hmm.
Don't start crying.
You saw that, like, little twinkle in my eye? Like, oh, man.
That was a good one.
I don't know. I think Jane is sort of the type to, like, not need a man, but want that companionship.
Yes.
Relatable. And I don't think she wants to be alone.
Yeah.
Especially when they're, like, usually if you're fighting or not fighting, if you're in between two guys, I feel like a lot of the times there's, like, a clear answer. But with this one, they're both really great guys. Mm-hmm. Like, they're both, like, catches. And to not end up with both of them, I think that would, like, crush me more than it would crush her. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
If wait, to end up with neither of them.
Yeah.
Either of them.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't want her to end up alone. I personally don't.
Do you know who you want her to end up with?
No.
Do you know, Rivette?
I think I know now. I don't want to tell you.
Oh,
it's not Team secret. Michael. It's not Team Michael, huh?
I would go back and forth with it.
Ooh. That's what I'm saying. Cheater.
I know.
Okay. But I can't decide either, so don't.
I would want her to end up with Raphael, obviously.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
It's just, I mean, Michael and her, like we were saying earlier, I just think it's, they're holding on to that puppy love, that young, exciting, and it's not what it is anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's sad because, like, they'll always love each other. I'm, like, really gonna cry.
Don't cry because I'm gonna cry, seriously.
Like, they will always love each other, but, like, it's just not the same don't as do it. It was.
Oh, no! You guys, seriously?
No, I can't.
I can't look at you right now.
Nothing sad is even being said.
This is a thought of it, all right?
Y'all are too much. I cannot.
It's that love that you're, like, she's mourning that love, and
her
you're holding.
Her eyes are actually red, like they're watering.
You are holding on to that mm-hmm. feeling that you once had. Are you with me?
I do get that, though. I get that. That even happens with people who date each other in high school, and then they've kind of just, like, seen all of their young adult life together, but maybe they start to grow apart, but you're still holding on to those memories and, like, precious moments and things that you'll always cherish.
Don't do that
but
to me.
That doesn't mean that you need to be together. So I get that. I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And Raphael is her adult love. Like, you know, he came in and I don't want to say saved the day. But
father
of her child, picked up the pieces when she was hit with so much and has just been there.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm so thankful for everyone in the live chat. Christian Zarati, nice name, says, oh, he retracted his comment, but it said, cry it out. And I thought that was really nice.
Cry it out.
Supportive. Isabella Mora says, hey, guys, say hello to Brazil. I love you all.
Hola, Brazil.
Hi, Isabella Mora.
That's so cool. We love you, too. I had no idea you were from Brazil. That is so cool.
Love it.
I wish I could go to Brazil.
I want
to
go, too.
See how I'm changing the topic? Because I don't want to talk about Jane anymore. I can't do it.
Yep.
I can't do it.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Well.
Billie Jean girl. Oh, wow. The show is not even over yet, and there's already tears. I'm saving my tears for the series finale.
Thank you, Billie Jean girl.
You are smart.
Smart girl.
Exactly. And strong. I wish I could
give us
be like you.
Give us your strength, girl.
Rebecca's going to be crying next episode, the episode after that, and after that, and after that.
You leave her alone. Stop being a bully.
Thank you, Celia.
I'm just saying.
Oh, it's a lot, but we want to thank you so much for joining us every week. We will be here next week. Will there be tears? Yes, probably. I don't know, but you can follow me at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms.
And I'm Delia Gomez. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at It's Delia Gomez.
And I'm Simone Thomas. You can follow me at Simone A. Thomas on all social platforms. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.